Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for joining us. If you just did that, welcome aboard. We're glad you did. If you've been listening already, you know what we think. We consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're going to be glad you did tune in, because we've got our good buddy Tom Asecker back on the show. Tom is one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. He's the author of a number of books on the topic, including A Clear Eye for Branding, and also including his newest book, A Little Less Conversation, Connecting with Customers in a Noisy World, which is part of the topic we're going to talk about as we go forward today. Tom Asecker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Tom, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about over the last, really, I guess about 12 months now, maybe 10 to 11 months, as the 2008 bomb, you know, particles started, you know, filtering out, and as it started to become a little bit clearer about what was going to happen after the fourth quarter of last year, I started seeing that I thought 2009 was going to be a buffer year between the way we used to do business and the way we're going to do business. I started saying that I believe that what we've done in the past, there's going to be a lot of things that will be reset, and that's come to pass in many ways. And but going forward, 2009 isn't going to look like 2008 or 2010, and that 2010, once we get into 2010, which is coming up very soon, as we go forward, going forward is going to look a lot different. Where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. And that's a broad statement, but I mean it. I intend it in a broad statement to be broad, because I think it's going to encompass a lot of different things. The way we manage people, the way customers expect to be treated by us, what they're going to be looking for from us, how we get our messages out to them. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. The question of when the recovery will begin that everyone's asking. I don't want to sound negative, pessimistic, but to use the word recovery implies returning to the way things used to be, or normal.
Mm-hmm.
And for the foreseeable future, now is the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we have to get our minds wrapped around, that this whole economic collapse has permanently shifted consumer expectations.
And behavior.
Old business approaches that were successful during the robust economic times, those are not effective today. It's changed. The game's changed. Consumers are anxious about their financial situations and their futures. That is not going to change anytime soon.
If they're not, if they have a job, they know someone who doesn't. If they have a home that's not being foreclosed, they know someone who doesn't.
Well,
that makes people anxious, and there's not only mental changes, not only behavior changes because it's what we want, but the circumstances, the mechanical conditions around us have changed our behavior. For example, with regard to the credit availability.
That's right.
There's a deleveraging of the marketplace in all quadrants, isn't it?
Exactly. And so the important thing that changes is people's behavior, because their behavior today is what is the best indication of their behavior tomorrow. Right? It's not what they're thinking, it's what they're actually doing.
Right.
And what they're doing is, you know, they've responded to the marketplace by being extremely price, quality, and value conscious. They are bargain hunting. They're decreasing their usage of a lot of items. They're delaying major purchases.
Mm-hmm.
They've reduced their consumption in a lot of categories. And smart companies have to adapt to these changing conditions. They cannot simply sit back, spread messages around, keep their fingers crossed, and hope that somehow things turn around, because that is not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. And in this word recovery, we're going to a break in a couple of seconds. And one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back is we're going to Tom and I are going to dive into this concept of a recovery, and we're going to try to quantify it a little bit, both in terms of time, but also in terms of how this thing will progress and what it will look like along the time continuum of this recovery. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingham. And don't forget, though, folks, everywhere along this time continuum of this recovery is opportunity. The key is you just got to find it. 20 Till. Stay with us.
This land's the place I love.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. I hope you'll take advantage of that more and more, because we continue to post new stuff there every day and every week. Lots of new stuff on different levels. And something right there on the homepage, we have many things that change every day. More things change on our front page during any given day, much more than stay the same. So I hope you check that out. And you got, doesn't matter whether you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that you can use and listen, read, ask questions, get answers. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog too. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingham. I know many of you do, and I thank you for that. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the author of A Little Less Conversation, also A Clear Eye for Branding. He's one of the top branding experts on the planet. And we're talking about this recovery, though, and how our conversation today is not just about branding, folks. It's also about how this recovery is going to happen. Tom, technically, we are in a recovery. I mean, the recession is technically over. We think it ended in the second quarter. And so technically that means we are in the recovery. It doesn't always, for a lot of people, still doesn't feel like a recovery. But the main thing I'm trying to get people to understand is that when I talk about the fact that where we're going is going to look different from where we've been, I'm trying to get people to understand that as you look for the way forward, as you look for the relevancy of your business in the future, you've got to look for opportunities that are being presented to you even today are going to be different. I mean, they may have looked like, you may be looking at something today that 2 years ago didn't look like an opportunity. Today it might be your opportunity. What do you think, Tom?
That's true. I mean, opportunity abounds, but you don't, the difference today is you don't hear it knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've got to get out there, and you've got to find out what the changes have presented in the people, in the audience, and the people that you are trying to appeal to. Because it's changing. You know, you're right. Okay, so by economic numbers, the recovery has started. But the recovery mindset has not started. Right? And it's the mindset of the people in the economy, mm-hmm, that dictates how they operate in the marketplace. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I actually posted something on my blog, and I wrote that a straw is a luxury item. And somebody said to me, "Well, what are you talking about?" I said, "Well, in the new economy, there's going to be two things. There's going to be a luxury item, and there's going to be a necessity." And he says, "Well, how's a straw a luxury item?" And I said, "Well, you don't need a straw, right? To drink a milkshake, you don't need it. You do it. You buy it because it improves the experience."
Right.
So I think what business owners have to say to themselves, and I mean really think about this. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being funny in a way of giving a metaphor that I really believe. Are you in the luxury business, or are you in the necessity business? Now, if you say to yourself,
that's a very important. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Tom, because this is a folks. This is you should write this down. I mean, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, and it has nothing to do with price, right? I told you, a straw is a luxury item.
Right.
If you're in the luxury business, then you have to focus on what luxury purchasers buy. And they buy identity, and they buy pleasurable experiences, and they buy happiness. That's what luxury purchasers buy. Necessity purchasers, they don't buy that. What they buy is save me time, save me money. If you're not the cheapest, most convenient thing, I'm not buying you because I can get this necessity somewhere else faster and cheaper. So you can't be both.
Are you saying, I've said for a long time that more and more this decade, people are valuing their time more than their money. And you've agreed with me about that in the past. Are you saying that's going to be, at least for the near-term future, that's less a compelling argument than it was?
No, I don't think so. I mean, considering...
You think people are still valuing their time that much?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to hear
you see a lot of things shifting to online, right? Because it's fast.
Yeah.
If I can get it more convenient at a push of a button, rather than getting off my chair... I'm going to do it.
But so you're not saying that people are not still interested in value, are you?
No, they're absolutely.
Have to be the cheapest because people will still buy value, but you've got to understand that the way they're defining value is different than the way it was 2 or 3 years ago.
That's right. How easy are you making it for people to make these decisions and to get this thing that they want? You have to remove all, you have to do one of two things. You either have to remove all this friction, right? This cost, this fear, time, you know, all the activities that go into it. You're going to remove all, you have to be passionate about removing all of that friction, or you don't worry about the friction. What you do is you create the experience that blows them away. And then they don't care about the friction. When people drive to watch the Patriots play football in the freezing rain, there is a bunch of friction.
And 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, there's a bunch of friction. But you know what? People want that experience, so they do it. But there are other people who want to sit in front of the television that don't want any of that friction. You've got to decide what business are you in. Are you in the business of sending a signal through to the television for people who don't want to get off the couch?
Right.
Or are you creating an experience for people where they'll go to it because of that experience?
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. More to come with our good friend Tom Asacker. Tintel, stay with us. Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back.
Hello, stranger.
One of the classics. Welcome back. Just like me, I'm a classic. That's what I try to explain to my children, but I don't think it always sinks in like it should. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's our good friend, and Tom, you know what I'm talking about this classic thing, right?
About what?
About being a classic. You know, my kids think I'm.
You're not calling me a classic.
No,
right?
No, I would never do that. But you're heading in that direction. Your kids are getting of that age. But I try to explain to my kids, I'm not an old fogey. I'm a classic.
I don't even know if you want to be a classic. I mean, I never called Elvis a classic. You just want to keep reinventing yourself.
There you go. Well, and that's a good point. You know, and by the way, Tom, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and your books and all the things that you do.
It's all at acleareye.com.
So check that out, folks. Some really important stuff. Tom is a wonderful writer. He's a visionary. He's a prophet. When you read the things he says, you'll see where the world is going and you'll benefit from it. So I hope you check that out. Tom, this economy, this recovery that we are in, I've been telling my audience, and you know it's not my nature to not be a Pollyanna, not be a pathological optimist. But I have to be honest with them. I think that we're looking at some tough sledding ahead. I mean, I don't think we're going to have any kinds of happy days or here again situation until we get you know, millions of people back to work. I think that's going to be, you know, if you want to know when to think that maybe you're on the downhill stretch of the marathon, I think it's when most people have a job. What do you think?
Well, there's a couple ways of looking at it. You know, I think that right now, I'm going to say some things that might be a little unpopular. But here's what I think. I think right now, small and medium-sized businesses have a huge opportunity to go out there and actually make a difference in people's lives, because the big companies, they're
right.
afraid.
That's
they're
right.
not moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They just, what do? They throw more messages out there, or they change what the message says. They're not actually out there doing things to help improve people's lives.
Well, that's because they're devoted to the quarterly report, quarterly earnings report, and small business owners are not. Now, what you're saying is very popular, because it's the things I've been saying about why the future is going to be much more to the advantage of small businesses than big businesses.
Okay, now I'm going to say the unpopular thing.
Okay.
You ready? Okay, knowledge isn't power anymore. The internet, you can find out everything about anything.
Right.
If you go to the internet, it's there for everybody.
Right.
So because it's so ubiquitous, it's not scarce. Because it's not scarce, there's no power in it anymore.
Right.
There's no leverage. So now all the power comes to people that have the guts and will take action. And that's it. Now I read something the other day. It blew me away, Jim. It said that, I can't remember the percentage, but the majority of small medium-sized business owners are not doing anything with any social media tools using the internet.
That's correct.
Nothing at all.
Many aren't.
Right, and so the question was, and I said, okay, why? I read the study, and it said the reason why is they're too busy running their businesses to dig into this. So I think small businesses have to look at the opportunity that presents itself right now in the marketplace with all these scared customers out there that really want people to be their advocate and to help them. Say to themselves, I have to take this opportunity and seize it now. If they can't do it on their own, go out and get a coach. Bring the coach in and say,
hire, drag me
to the gym.
Hire a young person to help you with it. But I think you're right. But one of the things I think that's distracting them from the social media is because of some of the classic social media platforms, and that's the reason why I've been talking about getting them to build their own platforms, their own connection platforms, their own community building platforms, not just Twitter, not just Facebook.
No, absolutely. You don't have to go to Facebook.
Yeah.
You can go to Ning and create your own network.
Yeah.
And bring your customers into the network and let them start participating and sharing with each other. You know, and use it as a platform to help people, not as a communication
platform.
What
is that? Is that Ning.com?
Yeah, Ning.
Yeah.
Basically,
right.
Free. You can create your own free Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
With your own brand.
When Facebook and Twitter are long gone, you'll still have your own platform, your own communities, and that's what you got to be building. Hey, Tom, we've run out of time. Thanks for sharing some ideas with us today. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
And as you know, folks, as you can tell, Tom is just like me. He agrees with me that, and with you, I hope, that the future is a lot brighter for small business than it is for anybody else. So think about that. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.